A few announcements as we conclude our service. To remind us that as I talked about and as we prayed for, to pray for our communion for the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Primate and for General Synod. If anyone would like to have a conversation about what has happened in this meeting this week and what issues are facing the life of our church in conversations, please feel free to contact me. I'm happy to sit down and chat with you about my views, about what I see happening in the life of our church, and my prayers as well. This morning, there was a group of individuals who met to initiate our prayer network, which is a group of people who will be praying always for individuals who have asked for prayer, whether it be for a particular need or a family member or a friend or a situation in the world or in the church, but for some reason that we've been asked to pray. I'm going to ask them to stand, if they will. And Colleen, you had said that you would be part of that. You weren't able to be at the meeting, but I hope that you will be part of the prayer network. And it's a wonderful opportunity. If you have a prayer concern, please either bring it to Leonard's attention or to mine, and we will pass it along to the network of people who are praying. Know that this prayer is held confidentially, that it is a privilege and a responsibility, and not just to pray for you, but to pray with you. So I encourage you, if you have prayers, bring them to our attention, and we have a group of people in our parish who are excited about this ministry of offering prayer on your behalf and our behalf too. And I want to say thank you to you, along with Roshni, Angela, I think that was the other two people, from 8 o'clock, who are also part of this group. So thank you very much. Christmas was what, 3 weeks ago? Maybe almost a month ago? No, not quite yet. It's never too soon to start thinking about Lent, though. Especially this year. Easter is very early. It's almost the earliest that it can be. And because Easter is early, that means Lent is also early and begins actually in just a very few short weeks. Included in your bulletins is an insert on purple-colored paper that gives you an outline of the things that St. George on Young is planning for the Lenten season. I encourage you to take a look at it. It's going to be a spirit-filled Lent and wonderful opportunities to grow in faith. And I want to draw your attention to one in particular. Excuse me. On Saturday, February the 13th, we will be having a quiet day here at St. George's. And we are having it here to minimize the cost. In other words, the cost isn't anything for anyone to attend this. It will be a time with a priest. His name is Father David Hoops from the Order of the Holy Cross. And he's going to lead us in a day called a contemplative rhythm for Lent. And the only thing that we ask is that you bring your lunch with you. It'll be a great opportunity to be together, to pray together, to reflect individually and together upon what does it mean to live a contemplative rhythm for Lent. There will be a sign-up sheet just so we know approximately how many are coming. But if you can, try to come to that day. I think it's going to be a good opportunity to begin the Lenten season. Other things on there, as well as some ideas on the back of ideas for your Lenten rhythm. These are not original to me. I found them online, and I really liked them. And so I thought, I'm going to share them with you as well. Finally, the day of Leonard's ordination is rapidly approaching. He reminded me, I thought it was 2 weeks. He said, no, it's three. I'm just anticipating and really looking forward to this wonderful celebration that we are going to have. Three things that I want to make sure you know. Saturday, February the 6th at 4:30 in the afternoon here at St. George's, I hope that you'll all be here to support Leonard and to celebrate with him and to celebrate with each other this wonderful thing that's happening in our parish life. That's the first thing. February 6th, 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm not even going to tell him to close his ears because he knows about this. There are envelopes available at the back for anyone who would like to make a contribution to the parish gift that we are giving Leonard. Leonard knows about the gift because would anyone go and buy a woman a wedding dress? No. We're buying Leonard a chasuble, which is the poncho-type garment that priests wear for the Eucharist. We're buying him his white chasuble. So he needed to know that because he needs to pick it out, and it needs to be what he appreciates. It will also be worn as part of the ordination liturgy, which makes it all the more meaningful as well. If you'd like to make a contribution, there are envelopes, and if you could do so, that would be greatly appreciated. And finally, the third thing about Leonard's ordination is that we are going to have a dinner reception, and it is going to be potluck. And it is happening 3 weeks from yesterday. Colleen has volunteered, after I asked her, if she would play a part in helping pull that together. She needs help. She can't do it on her own, so that's number one. She's going to be asking people for help. Please say yes. Number two, she's going to need you to bring food, because that's the idea of a potluck. People from Leonard's Parish, St. Paul Lamoureux, and family members are also likely contributing some food to the dinner reception. But we need to make sure that there's a good amount there from us as well. So please, Colleen will speak to you. Please speak to Colleen. Offer to help. Let her know what kind of dish or food that you are able to bring as part of that wonderful celebration that we will have together. Eileen.
Well, 3 weeks from today.
Yes. Anne. Great. Thank you, Anne. That's a big job. And it's one of those hidden jobs in the life of the church that you're here midweek. And I know Anne spends a great deal of time, not only at receipt time, but throughout the year, keeping the records straight and getting phone calls sometimes, too, I think, often from time to time. Thank you, Anne, on behalf of everyone for the work that you do. Our recessional hymn is...